On behalf of Father King and Deacon Paul and all the deacons and the staff here at Guardian Angels, as well as myself, I want to extend to all of you our prayers and best wishes for a blessed and Merry Christmas. For those who are joining us here for the first time or those who are watching us on the internet, I'm Father David Sundberg. I'm spiritual director of the seminary across the street and the director of formation for the permanent diaconate for the Archdiocese and weekend associate here at Guardian Angels. I'm glad you could all be here today. It's wonderful to see so many people joining us for this great celebration. It's been quite a year, hasn't it? I told my seminarians on the last day of the semester, I feel like I have been living a perpetual Lent. I like Lent, but not for 9 months. And in my prayer around Thanksgiving, a passage from the Gospel of St. John came to me. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Kind of echoing in our first reading today that the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. In January and February, we were living our lives, going to work, going to school, going to church, going to restaurants, going to sports. Country's finances seemed to be going well. The stock market seemed healthy. And then came March, and everything changed. In a stable on that first Christmas, Mary and Joseph, life change and everything change for the life of the world. The shepherds were doing their job, tending the sheep by night, working, and then the angels appeared to them, and everything changed for them. It made a complete difference. And you might be saying in your mind, well, Father, no angels have come to me over the last 9 months. But you know, maybe something else has happened. Because no matter how hard it was the last 9 months for all of us, I think Christ was working through all of us and for all of us. I think I saw parents and children spending more time together at home, helping with homework or playing board games or sitting down at a table to eat. I think more emails and phone calls went out to keep in contact with those whom we know and love. I think people reached out to older parishioners or older neighbors to make sure that they were doing okay, that they were safe and being taken care of. We saw doctors and nurses do heroic measures for the sake of people who they don't even know. And I think more prayers were being prayed over the last 9 months. Christ is always moving. And sometimes we think everything is so bleak. But the light of Christ shines. The light of Christ was there and is here. And that's what we celebrate today, is that Christ's light has broken into the darkness of our world and has made a complete difference. God could have saved the world by any means that he wished. He didn't even have to send Jesus into the world. But Jesus came into our world so that he could experience everything that you and I experience from conception to death and everything in between, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Christ wanted to know exactly what our lives are like so he could bring that to salvation. And every time that we are going through something difficult, when we're faced with pain or suffering or disappointments or frustrations and joys and blessings, Christ knows, because he also had to face pain and suffering and disappointment and joys and blessings in his own life. And so that Christ knows exactly what we're going through, and we know what Christ went through in his own life. Christ so desperately wants to be a part of our lives, to share intimately with each one of us. And that's why we celebrate Christmas, because he is born in time to share with us and all of humanity, past, present, and future, to show to us his great love. Today is a feast of love, a love of great importance for all of us that has changed our lives and the lives of the world. I hope 2021 will be a better year for all of us. And I have no idea, but no matter what, Christ is here. The light of Christ shines in our darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it for over 2,000 years. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the darkness. The evil one tries to tempt us away from Christ, but Christ's light penetrates that darkness and touches our hearts and our lives and makes it better and makes it different. Let this great feast motivate us, strengthen us, comfort us, give us what we need so that in our next year, we can move forward with Christ, even with the difficulties, knowing that the light of Christ stands before us, and we follow that light, and that light has made a difference. Don't be afraid of the dark, because Christ is here. He is born, and he lives, so that we may have life, and life to the fullest.